Honolulu's police department has operated under a cloud for years as the investigation of its recently ousted chief drags on, and charges of misconduct continue to accumulate. The new chief is taking bold steps to renew public faith in the department and is drawing support from unlikely quarters, as Nick Gruby tells us in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Chief Ballard was tasked with a pretty radical shift in direction, or at least has embarked on one, hasn't she?
Well, yeah. I think Chief Ballard has come into the Honolulu Police Department as chief in a very difficult time for the department. For the past several years, HPD has been under a darkening cloud of suspicion, mostly due to an ongoing FBI investigation into the former chief, Louis K. Lohop. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice has indicted Louis K. Lohop, as well as several other officers, for taking part in sort of a wide-ranging conspiracy that stems from the allegations that they had framed a family member of Chief K. Lohop, former Chief K. Lohop, and his wife for the theft of their mailbox.
Right.
And so all of that has sort of colored the selection of Chief Ballard, who's supposed to come in and rebuild community trust.
Well, one of the ways in which she's working to do that, Nick, is the handling of a particular recent case of misconduct, and by immediately turning investigation of that case over to the feds. I'm wondering if her predecessor would have done that.
Well, this is actually a really interesting case, right? So four police officers were accused of forcing a man to lick a urinal in a public restroom. Now, Chief Ballard holds a press conference to address these allegations and says that she stripped the officers of their police duties, or police powers, and turned the case over to the FBI. That's in addition to HPD doing its own internal affairs investigation. Contrast that with a press conference that former Chief K. Aloha held several years ago when one of his officers was caught on surveillance video taking punches and swings at his girlfriend in a Waipahu restaurant.
Right.
The officer's name was Darren Catrola. Louis K. Aloha held a press conference also, but instead of addressing the issue, he became defensive. And
yeah.
Said that he was not going to, quote, cave to political pressure. And it was a lot different tone than the tone set by Chief Ballard.
Well, it was his administration has been described as a kind of a circle the wagons tone with regard to misconduct. And I know the press has had its struggles in getting information from HPD under the previous chief. Is that correct?
That's true. I mean, I think that we have yet to see full-bore transparency with the Honolulu Police Department, but of course, part of that could be due to the transition. But under Chief K. Aloha, it was difficult, I can speak from my own experience, getting information out of the department. Often the chief, actually rarely the chief, would grant interviews with the press. Chief Ballard has been a lot different in just her first 4 months on the job and has been more willing to speak about issues, good or bad, involving the department.
Well, Nick, thanks for that. It looks as if there'll be plenty to talk about, and thanks for checking in with us.
All right. Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks.
That was Civil Beat reporter Nick Gruby with today's Reality Check.